Hi everyone, this is your host Anthony. Today we have a special guest from Denmark, Matto.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so today let's talk about, 2023 since it just started, right? Yeah, it's still the first week. A lot of people is doing like resolution, planning, the goal for the year. And we want to talk about it today.
Sure, yeah.
First of all, for me, as I have said in previous episodes, I think planning goals is very important to consider, what's the bigger goal, right? If your goal is too small, it will be like you will achieve that maybe in 1 or 2 years. Then what's next? You won't be like happy or like be very satisfied. You see what I mean?
Yeah, definitely agree. If you quickly solve the goal, then was it even a goal or was it just part of the task list?
Yeah, and that's why, setting unrealistic goals is actually realistic, because you actually has like a way bigger picture instead of having like 1 or 2 goals. Like I'm going to, have a 6-figure job, and then everything will be fine. I think that's not the case most of the time.
No, fully agree.
Yeah, and like once you get there, you just have more issues. That's why we're saying like this is the great Western disease. It's always about productivity. It's always about like time blocking, tricks to boost your productivity that you can achieve more. You can take off like more tasks. I think it's a bit toxic.
Yeah, definitely agree. Especially because one thing is productivity, but we also often need creativity to solve problems. And if you're constantly in the mind of productivity, you don't give room for creativity. You often need to be doing nothing to actually get the insights that you need.
Yeah, and that's what happened to me when I'm doing time blocking. When I'm doing time blocking, I block my whole days with different colors of tasks. And sometimes I will find out like a better way to do the task that I didn't think of when I was doing time blocking, like, or planning the day.
No. Yeah, if you have a very, I wouldn't call it easy, but where you have a very specific recipe for solving the problem, then you can do time blocking. But otherwise, then you're quickly end up in, okay, this only took 10 minutes, but I expected it to take 2 hours, and then you have the other way around, you expected it to take 10 minutes, and then it takes 2 hours, and then you already broke your time blocking, or you're just waiting for the next time block to actually be productive again.
Yeah, and it happens to me, my assignment, one of my assignments, we have to kind of dissect a big research paper, let's say 37 pages, and like you have to, explain figures, methods, all the stuff. And if I have to do like time block, what I did is like, oh yeah, let's block 2 hours, 1 hour for that task. But during the time blocking, I didn't know what exactly I'm going to do, And when I found myself in that time block, in that blue time block, like, oh, I got like 1 hour to work on, a part of it. That's where actually when I thought like, okay, what should I do now? Should I paste some figures? What should I do basically? Yeah. And a lot of times wasted on that. And then eventually I found out that all I need to do is to actually like understand it. Like 90% of the time should be reading and understand it, and then kind of have some imaginations in your mind to construct like, the presentation at the end. And then the last 10% is actually doing it.
Yeah.
So what turned out, and it turns out that I just spent time like reading and also like exploring like the methods, and then think of like illustrations in my mind, because at the end of the day, this is like a kind of like creative work. This is an assignment. I have to make illustrations. I have to explain the results and stuff. So a lot of time was spent on me staring at the paper or like staring at the window. It's like, how should I better, create that figures or the illustration?
Yeah. No, actually something I've been trying to maybe even try to solve the problem is thankfully 2022 was a historical year in terms of AI, mm-hmm. where we saw tools like Midjourney, Stable Diffusion, which are both image generating AIs, and then we had ChatGPT, which was really many people pointed to that because now you could actually have a
mm-hmm.
longer term chat with an AI. And what I found from this is that you can basically just put down all of your thoughts without having to think about how do I explain this afterwards.
Mm.
Because then you can use that as a training set for the AI, and then you can focus on explaining it afterwards. So sure. you can actually spend a lot more time just producing instead of thinking, how is this supposed to help someone afterwards? And you can actually mm-hmm. fit that into time blocking as well. So you can take your different tasks, but kind of time block do they fit into? You don't think, okay, I have to fix this specific task within this time block. I need to fix this type of task in that time block. Because often, then even if you don't finish a task, you can say, okay, now I have a cut in my time block, then I'll pick up the task afterwards. Maybe jot down some notes, but it may not be the same task that you pick up in the next time block as the first thing, but you may continue on it later in that time block, if there's time for it.
Yeah, and I think ideas come from like subconsciousness. So it's actually when I was, let's say, I don't know, making dinner, that actually, oh shit, I need to grab a piece of paper to put down my ideas. Let's say, going back, you know, to my assignment. Oh, I just, something, you know, came to my mind. I need to, you know, jot that down and record it. And that moment of that idea actually will save tons of the time, because once you know what you're going to do, then it's just a matter of execution, right? Like pulling the figures, like, and then like make your ideas come into mind. But without having an idea in your mind, you just couldn't execute. Like, what do you execute, you know? So I think, well, like the great, you know, Western disease is to focus too much on execution, taking off to-do lists, and there's almost no emphasis on like ideas. I mean, a good ideas can like save tons of time, and actually, you know, you don't have to go like crazy, you know, farmer mode to just keep hitting the ground with your thing, you know. It's just this is like absurd to me that it's 2023, nobody cares about the quality of work they do, the purpose of the work they do. And yeah, it's just about, yeah, taking, like, as if we are doing it for the sake of doing it. We are being productive for the sake of being productive, you know.
Yeah, thankfully I've actually seen a lot more focus on solving the problems with the climate crisis and such. But that may also just because I follow other people in that space. Once I see someone liking a comment or something like that, and someone doing that, I follow those. So it may only just be my own circle that actually includes more that focus on this, and that there's not actually more working on it or finding purpose in it. Mm-hmm. So you can actually get a distorted view based on who you follow, instead of following the same newsfeed that you will see if there is a shift. Yeah, basically like research, if you change two parameters, you don't know which parameter actually had the effect.
True.
So I actually feel quite hopeful that many, but to me it feels like many are beginning to thinking about what is the purpose of their work. But also something we see post-COVID, that many actually spend less time traveling back and forth, and they don't have to put on the persona that they do on at work. They actually have more time to think about, who am I, how do I fit into this. But yeah, again, this may just be my if you only follow some kind of people, then you only see some kind of development.
Living in your own bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the next thing is to, when we think of, you know, 2023 New Year resolutions, is to think about the Trinity. What we're trying to say is that you need to know three things in order to have a very balanced future plan, I would say, or like a meaningful life. The first one is aspiration, like why you are doing that. Second thing, ambitious, how big or what you're actually trying to achieve, right? And the third thing is everyday lives. So everyday life is like what you actually do every day. I mean, should not be the same. Like, I mean, it's not like you are trying to get buff, like 10 push-up every day. It's not like that. When you consider meaning of life or what you want to build, because it's such a long journey that is, and also like we discussed ideas come along all the time, and sometimes new technologies, new tools that could just, you know, push you into another track, then you need another plan. You agree?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so in regards to tech and pushing you on other tracks, I think that's, at least for me, that's been one of the most clear things I've seen in 2022 and the start of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
In that we've seen a huge upsurge in what AI can do now, both in terms of generating images and text. A lot of other things are going on in AI as well, but not something that I've noticed increased that much, and also that affects every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
So especially in my own work, the advancements that have been in image generating AI,
mm-hmm.
Allows me to pursue some of the things that I've been wanting to do for actually half a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can actually begin picking up on all these things. Not by having to develop something in myself, but now I have the tools available to that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, now can put me on a different track, because I've thought, okay, I actually have to develop these tools to be able to do what I want. Now I have the tools available to me. How can I actually use that? Then I didn't want to create the tools to create the tools. I wanted to create the tools to be able to use them.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can actually begin doing all of the stuff that I've been thinking about. And in regards to how this can be used for catching ideas that
mm-hmm.
That just come along when you're doing something else. Many know these as shower thoughts.
Yep.
They come when you don't expect them, and when you're not actually thinking about it, it gives rise to your subconscious to
mm-hmm.
get in contact with your conscious. And I'm studying innovation engineering, and what it's called there in formal terms is called emergent thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not actively working towards a specific goal. You often start with exploring a topic, and then you should actually leave that topic, because now your brain has begun processing this and begins thinking about it. And now you need a period where you can just let the brain do its thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The brain is not a typewriter or something like that. It goes in all kind of different directions and finds new connections between the stuff you already know, and that's where you have these emerging thoughts that, oh, you connected the dots here, maybe I should look into this, or this answers one of the problems or one of the questions I've had been having for quite a while.
That's so true.
And these are things that you can plan for, or you can plan for when the answer arrives, or when new questions arise, which can actually be one of the most powerful things, I think, is when new questions arise. Similar to if you try to dig for gold in one area,
mm-hmm.
but then it hits you that, okay, I'm trying to dig for gold, everyone else is trying to dig for gold,
mm-hmm.
maybe I should just create shovels instead.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't know that everyone here around me needs a better shovel. Everyone will buy from me, but they're all occupied with finding gold. They just want the tool. Similar to, I don't want to create an AI tool if someone already created it, because I know what I want to use it for. I don't know, want to recreate the tool that's already there.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you like my content, please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and subscribe to this podcast. I will see you next week.